If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Do you have questions that you would like to discuss with Bishop Lambert? Then make plans now to attend Ask Bishop Lambert at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Come and receive a fresh perspective on some of life's most challenging issues, from family, finances, relationships, biblical principles, you name it. It's all open for discussion during this lively Q&A session. Ask Bishop Lambert is taking place Friday, November 6th at 7:30 p.m. in Bethel's main sanctuary, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, Pennsylvania. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit betheldeliverance.org.
Hitherto hath the Lord helped me. How? By removing you. Because if you could handle it, you wouldn't ask him. So wanting his help means that you step aside and he says, I got this. Although he would use proper English and say, don't worry, I'm taking care of this. And that's where folks like us say, well, we got to help you. There's something we have to do. Well, then he'll say, well, what is it you have to do? Here it comes. We'll say, I got to fast and pray. And God says, no. Fasting and prayer is not designed to get you ministerial power. Fasting and prayer is designed to humble your spirit so that you can realize it's me doing the work. If you couldn't cast out a devil before you fasted and prayed, you're not going to cast out one after you fast and pray, because Isaiah 58 says fasting is designed to afflict your soul. So why does God lead us on fast? What? To keep us humble so that we never take credit for what he's doing. So in the area of Christian evolution, and we all evolve, every relationship evolves. It will either evolve downward or upward. That means you get closer together or further apart. That's why we're trying to have a substantive marriage ministry, to try and rescue those that are further apart and try to encourage those that are close together. No relationship stays in the same place. When you walk away from that altar, you're either on an upward trajectory or a downward one. You just don't know it at the time. Because as you learn that person, you will begin to discover that some of those things you can't embrace. In fact, okay, let's move on. I'm not doing no marriage stuff. No, Pastor Aaron's doing that when he gets you all together. But let's look at this now. Proverbs 4. So we all evolve, we all change, we all move. But these three areas, plus one, speech, mind, imagination, and heart. I don't want to give imagination its own. I want to connect it to mind. These are the areas that the devil attacks. Why? You note takers, write this down. Because these three plus one areas are the areas of creation. Okay? You with me? Watch. As a man thinketh, so you create your own socialization from your thought. You will have what you say. You with me? Out of the heart proceeds. So those are the three areas of eternal consequence. Once the mouth says something, it becomes eternal. You cannot take it back. Once the brain thinks something, it becomes an action. You cannot take it back. You may change it later, but once it's thought, it becomes an action. We'll validate it. So when the heart is so full that it overflows, Luke says these actions proceed from the heart. So the devil now comes in to assassinate these three areas, to destroy them, and in essence, try to keep God from reaching them. This is going to be good. Watch. How does the devil attack these three areas? Stay with me. I like drama. Tune in next week. Same bat time. Same bat channel. Watch this. My son, attend to my words. He's writing to Rehoboam. He's writing to Jeroboam. He's writing to his sons who will succeed him. He says, attend to my words. Every parent says this to their child, but they don't say it in Elizabethan language. They say, listen to me. And when your child doesn't listen, at some point your speech will change to, all right, one day you're going to wish you had listened. But if you push the rewind button in your mind, you will hear your parents telling you the same thing. And what is that age of disconnect, logical disconnect? Teenage years. Teenage years are the years of rebellion and disconnect. Why? Because they're the years of experience, gaining experience. And they are the years of experiment. See, a toddler doesn't need experience and experiment. They just do what you say. An older person doesn't need years of experience and experiment. They can't do anything. And I say that, you know, parenthetically, what I'm saying is life structures your responses at when you become an adult. Come on, go out with us. Me and the guys are going to go out, and we're going to spend some time doing. I can't go. Why? I have to go to work in the morning. Life has just structured your responses. You didn't say that when you were a child. I got to get up early, so I can't stay out late. What's the matter? So life is structuring your responses, but it's during those teenage years, those rambunctious years of feeling like you are indestructible. That's when you become the most rebellious. Someone once said, when did Satan rebel against God? When he was 16. That's when he said, I'm going to be like the Most High. You can't tell me what to do. And see, that was just a teacher's joke. And see, so Solomon says, listen to me, but not only listen, incline your ears to my sayings. In other words, hear what I'm saying so that it changes your behavior. The proof of you hearing me is the change in behavior. As my godson began to evolve, he would not want to listen. So I just decided I wasn't going to get frustrated anymore. So I said, you're going to have to learn the hard way. You're going to have to realize that I put my hand in the lion's mouth and it bit me. You don't need to do it. Listen to me. But you know what? You want him to bite you. Learn. So we pray that his fall just isn't destructive. We pray that he just skins a knee, not breaks a leg. Because we know that at that, well, why do we know? Because we did it. We did it, and God was gracious. See, that's why the children today, that's why they're the way they are, because there are too many rules to protect them. Bicycle helmets, knee pads. They can't climb up roof no more and jump off. All these covers on the outlets, they can't stick forks in there. They have no stories. Children today have no stories. You walk up to baby boomers and say, how'd you get that scar over your head? Oh, me and my brother was throwing a hatchet out back and I missed. They have no stories today. They have no life. We got stories. I fell down the steps. Almost burned the house down. We got stories. Children today, they're so dysfunctional because they don't have any stories. Danger. They don't have any danger. I saw a woman in the store. She had a cord around her child. So he could only go so far. I said, he's going to lose the joy of wandering away. Of being 3 hours over while she's in frozen foods panicking. Because she got this little cord. Our parents didn't have no cord. They had voice control. Get your behind back over here. And you come back. And I think that these are things that impact our walk with God. Baby boomers were the last generation to see God as an authoritative figure. Because the generations after us now had DHS to run interference for them. We didn't have that. Our parents never worried about going to jail for spanking us. They did for killing us. But even then, they could plead temporary insanity, throw themselves on the mercy of the court, and the courts would, you know, let it go. But today, the whole generation is designed to do what? To poison the minds of the teenagers, to cause them to be at war with their parents. Why is this so important? Because as that child becomes an adult, they'll be at war with authority, which translates into being at war with God, because he's the ultimate authority. If you don't respect your earthly father, you are not going to respect a heavenly father. If you don't honor your earthly mother, you are not going to respect a heavenly father. And society is saying, you don't have to listen to your parents. Watch, Solomon said, listen to me. Now, go further. Verse 21, let them not depart from your eyes. Oh, that's great. That means listen and read it every day. Read what I'm saying every day. Let them not depart from your eyes and keep them in the midst of your heart. For they, the words I'm speaking to you, are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Listen to what the man is saying. If you listen to what I say, you'll be healthy. Amen. Isn't that great? Yes. If you listen to what I say, and we know all scripture is given by inspiration of God. God is saying, if you listen to what I say, you will be healthy. So go on back into the book of Leviticus and look at the dietary list and listen to what he says. No shellfish, no chitlins, no hog maws. He said, you will be healthy if you listen to what I say. No stress. That's what Jesus said. Come to me. No stress. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. No hypertension. No worry, no anxiety. Isaiah 53, by his stripes, I am healed. Listen to what I say. My God. He says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
09415A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise it.